Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I just want to share something with you from my heart. How many of you would like to see more of the power of God in your lives? I want to see it. How many of you have ever given it a thought that, you see, we read this Bible, we go to church, we sing, we pray, we fast, that we scarcely see the power? Rather, it's the people from the other side of the world that be saying, come to this Baba. If he says so, you will get it. And they are boasting. Anybody ever given that a thought before? If you have never, then you have yet to really seek the power. If you have, can I hear an amen? And one of the questions I ask myself is this: what gives them the confidence? It's one of two things. It's either they have the superior power, or we have it and we don't know what we have. A millionaire that is ignorant of his wealth is poorer than a poor man. Hello? So I just want to talk on this line for a brief moment today, because there is power. Believe me, there is power. And the power is in the blood of Jesus. Turn to two of your neighbors, say, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Turn to another person and tell them the same thing. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power. Glory be to God in the highest. I want to take my scripture today from Romans. Hallelujah. The book of Romans, chapter 1. Praise God. I'll read from verse 14. It says, I am debtor. Paul was writing to the Roman church, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. I am debtor. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. What was he ready to do? Come on, talk to me. I can hear you. Preach the gospel. See the way he puts it. I mean, he wrote it. So as much as is in me. That's no pride. See, I will try and knock off some religious spirit, because there are the reasons for those of us who are truly born again, that reasons we're not seeing the power. If you see a person, a man of God, talking this way today, you say he's prideful. I think it's time to begin to discern. One of the things that we taught in ministry classes, clearly, because we have a set of them, about 5-6 of them, the first thing we say, let's discern the difference, or let's kind of differentiate properly, or let's contrast, as it were, pride and faith. If you cannot differentiate them, you are in trouble. Because the devil will use it to knock you down all the time. Humility and timidity. You think you are humble, whereas you are timid. And sometimes what we see as humility is the highest form of pride. Or timidity, rather, is the highest form of pride. You say, what do you mean by that? Why am I afraid? Because all I think about is me. So when I come, okay, maybe I will say something wrong. Will you please release yourself and give us what you have? You are too self-conscious. So these are some things that people don't know. And sincerely, they carry so much on their head that they will rebuke you in the name of Jesus. What would I have felt if you were there that day and John and Peter said, look on us? You'll say, this is an arrogant man. He has given it to you. Look, I have authority. If I'm on earth, I will say, come here. Now you stand in my place. So in the name of Jesus, I'm standing. If I'm talking to the devil, I'll say, come here. See, there are two prayers in the Bible. Whatever you ask the Father in my name. Someone says, whatever you ask in my name. Ken Hagin said, it's a demand. He didn't pray to the fig tree. He said, that no man better from you. He didn't pray. Anywhere he cast out demons, he didn't beg them. We will say, in the name of Jesus, not our authority. But having said that, know what you have said. Not in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let me show you this. So Peter and John said, say, look on us. Silver and gold, Peter was not speaking, I don't have. But such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. The man was looking. He said, I knew today. On whose authority? I said, in the name of Jesus, stand up. Yeah. So in other words, get to do what you couldn't do before. He was still looking. He yanked the hand, said, get up. And the man walked, started to do. Now she began to do what she has never done before in her life in Jesus' name. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what she's been begging God for. God said, I have done it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You see, why I'm talking this way, I'm talking from my own perspective, my own experiences. He won't die a second time. He has died and resurrected. So I am confident today in the name of Jesus, somebody will walk out here richer. Somebody will walk out here healed. Somebody will walk out here bolder. Somebody will walk out here wiser. Somebody will walk out here rejoicing. More peaceful. In the name of Jesus. He has done it. Okay. Why I said that is because I'm going to read certain things there. And I will talk like Paul, so don't be angry at me. So I've said it up front. Don't be angry at me. Just let me believe him. Thereafter, I'll go and check it. So after I check it, I will disagree with him or agree with him. That's okay. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? All right. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you at Rome also. And, okay. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? I can hear you. I can hear you. I cannot hear you. I can't hear you. To some people. To everyone. To everyone that what? We are back to believing again. To everyone that what? So if one believes in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that person provokes the power of God, and there will be deliverance in Mount Zion. There will be deliverance in that person's life. The power of God is serving to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. 17. For therein is the righteousness of God. What? Where is the righteousness of God revealed? In the gospel. And how, relative to us, how do we handle the gospel? For therein is the gospel revealed. From what? Faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall what? Faith of what? Because you believe the gospel. Faith in the gospel. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, there's no amount of how holy I try to be if I am not exercising faith in this. The truth is that I will fail in my bid. It's a matter of time. But if I believe the gospel, it will make me holy. You know why? Because my holiness is not just about to be wrought. It has been settled. I will show you in the Bible. So what is expected of me now that I'm in Christ manifests the holiness that I already have. I don't believe that if you're born again, then you can live in sin. You can't live in sin if you're born again. Otherwise, you query you're born again. But you don't want to live in sin, you can never succeed except you are really born again, except you have believed in the finished work of Calvary. Hallelujah. Wow, I sense victory in the house. Woo! Wow, 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 wow. When you feel it like a rushing mighty wind, that's what I'm feeling right here. Woo! Today is somebody's special day. I believe it is mine. In the name of Jesus. So here there are some words that we come across over and over. One is the gospel. So first, what's the gospel? What's the gospel? Thank you. Hello. Hey, what is the gospel? If you are bold with it, say it loudly. It is the good news. Glory. So 15 now then means, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the good news. Now, what is good news to the sick? Come, talk to me. What is good news to the lost? What is good news to the poor? What is good news to the oppressed? You saw that guy that came out from prison, he didn't even know how to behave. As much as it is in me, I am ready to preach good news. Ladies and gentlemen, we children of God, simply put, in everyday language, we are dealers in hope. When we come, hope comes. We assure them of the hope that is in Christ Jesus. They see light where they have never seen it before. They see life where all they have always seen is death. And suddenly, the man that was ready packaging himself for the grave is like, come on, let's plan for the next 10 years. In the name of Jesus. That is what it is all about. That's why he says, go into all the world and preach the good news to every creature. And he says this, and these are the signs that will follow them that, come on, talk to me. I like the way Jesus puts it. He's not saying these signs will follow you going preaching. He said, those who receive what you are saying, so how much more you? The effect of your going in the lives of the people is this, they will cast out devils. Whew, I feel the fire. So that means that the devil you have confronted in them that you have dealt with has become a demonstration and a model and a pattern to them. So everywhere they go, devils quiver and they cast it out. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like timidity, like fear, like begging? These signs have followed them. Any believer here? Okay. I heard some testimonies that, overnight I couldn't sleep on time. And I was looking, real life, real people, alive today. Not in 1901. That is still even near. I'm not talking of 12 something. Real life, they are alive today. The child is still growing. The child is under 10. If I'm under 6, I feel the fire. Real life. See, the number one problem we have is religious spirit. The number two problem is that when we begin to realize that there's a problem here, then we go to the other extreme there. Let me say this quickly. There's this battle between the grace and holiness. There's no question about it. They're the same. Absolutely no question. It's one of the problems the body has. Extreme to extreme. Grace in what? What is grace? What you don't have ability to achieve for yourself, which God has done for you. Which God? Christ, Holy God. So what are we talking about? How can you now begin to access grace and you say, I'm a sinner? Grace will work for sinners to convert them. It will work for them to save them occasionally. I'm the truth. But God wants everybody. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. Rather, you repent and come to heaven. Grace. Is somebody hearing me? And so those of us who are children, not those who are outside, who are, I feel the fire. See, you appear. Let them see grace. See. God forgive me. Positionally, I am the holiest man that can be. Because I'm as holy as Jesus. And you too. Positionally. But experientially, we are renewing our mind so that we can be like Him. We are spirit being. We have a soul. We live in a body. Ladies and gentlemen, my spirit man. You think God will stay in my spirit man if He's not holy? The day I go up and again, it's absolute holiness. Sparkling. Spotless. That's why God makes it His home. He makes my spirit His home. But you see, my mind is still being affected by my senses in the world. And that's why I'm instructed to daily renew my mind. The word is renew. There's absolute perfection and there are some dusty things coming. Renew, dust them off. How? Word. The Bible even goes as far as saying, by the washing of the word. That's like using water to wash. So the more I study the Bible, the more I meditate on the Bible, the more my mind is renewed, the more my mind agrees with who I am. And that's what you see on the outside. The same thing with healing, the same thing with poverty, the same thing with fear, the same thing with failure. Hello? Is somebody hearing me? Let me make it clear to us who are Christians. Jesus is not there a second time for you. He has finished the work. He won't die a second time for me. He has finished the work. No matter how terrible the situation is, He has provided the solution. Hello? So, gospel is good news. Yes, it says, how beautiful upon the mountain. How beautiful upon the mountain. At the feet of them will bring what? The tidings. What do they bring? Good tidings of joy. And who are we referring to? Evangelists. Those who are coming to talk to us about Jesus. When the angels appeared that day to the shepherds, they said, I bring to you what? Good tidings of great joy. There's hope for your future. Glory be to God in the highest. Everything Jesus died to provide for you, they are yours in Jesus' name. Don't let any devil tell you a lie. They are yours. Glory be to God in the highest. Okay, gospel, good news. Let me go back to my Bible. So as much as it's in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you also at home. Then he now says, for I am not ashamed of what? The gospel. I don't know if this ever happened to you. When I was born again, then I went on a safari for many years on the campus. And the day God loves me, man. Believe me, God loves me. People don't know. But I know. I'm sure you know, but not like I know. That is those who know. But not like I know. I know you say the same of yourself, and believe me, and you'll be correct. That pastor, you don't know how God loves me. you are right. But I think I will try through the Bible. But I can't know it like you know it. Is somebody hearing me? No, God lost me. Hey, Malaboshan, God lost me. Lost me. I know. And I'm grateful. Anyway, he just reminded me. Can you imagine God pursuing me for 4 years? I'm not trying to impress you. But if rule were to be reversed, I will be impressed. I'll be impressed by what you'll be saying. For 4 years, I was doing my rascality. In house, I was saying, Iskanchi. Pride of life, yeah. And you were young then. Sin doesn't do young or old. That you didn't die when you were an infant is the grace of God. That you didn't die when you were 10 is the grace of God. That you didn't die as a teenager is the grace of God. So don't say no when I get older. We promise you that. It's only the grace of God. I was doing this country. You know where he got me finally? I was dying before I was helpless. I mean helpless on the floor. At that point, I said, have mercy, Lord. Just spare me one more time. There was something drastic that happened. In the physical. And that's why I'm alive today. But that's the truth. For 4 years, he followed me. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be... When you talk of sin, the worst of sin, whatever you can think of thinking the worst and doing the worst, I will see fire. Not fire of hell, of his personality, of love, following me. And I will see it. And normally I remember, it came like in a spirit. It would always come like that. I'll stop. And he would talk and I will hear. And all the time what he said was, is this where we're going to fulfill our mandate? Because you and I have an agreement, we have a mandate. Is this how I'm going to do it? And I will freeze. And everybody around me, I feel the fire. And everybody around me at the time were like, what's wrong with you? They didn't see what I was seeing. They didn't hear what I was hearing. And I would get up and I walk away. But I'll be back in the night again. Merciful. That's the same. Wonderful, la 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 la. They don't know it. They don't know. It. Nobody's voting enough to. Oh yeah, they're hiding their faces.
Oh, you rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we praise. You are the one.
My women and girlfriends in those days, they say, you have a spirit. They were right. A spirit was following me. True. True, a spirit was following me. Why are you laughing? Reminder. A spirit. Even when I wasn't paying attention. Even when I was being rascally. When I see fire, I say, hey, yeah. And he will play back everything he showed me in 1976. He would play it back. And I was standing there. Until finally, honest, he knocked me. And I went, boom, on the floor. I said, have mercy, Lord. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. I know. Please, please. I was begging. Anywhere God has mercy, his grace flows. I'll show you in a minute. And that's why it's not a matter of somebody speaking big grammar. I was speaking all the Greek and the Romans. Or Hebrew. It is the Spirit of God through His Word. I have an experience, and I'm asking for more of the experience. I'm not asking for more of Him coming to do anything. He's finished it. I'm asking for more of walking in the experience. Having the experience of what He has done. Gospel is good news. Okay, so that time when I got up, I knew I had to go to fellowship. I looked for the smallest Bible. I hid it at the back pocket of my jeans. I was still doing my guy's thing. I waited, they had gone. And it was a little dark, so you won't see my face. So I was walking in the dark. One woman, old woman that sold provisioning, Sidziko, you know, we were rascally. We wasted our money there, buying to entertain our guests. In the dark, she was coming with her child behind her. She said, Mr. Taiwo. I said, how did she recognize me? Anyway, it was in front of Madame Bello, if you knew you were there. Everybody was walking past her, and all the faculty people, and everybody. So how would you know where I was going? She looked at me, a Christian, of course. Mr. Taiwo, where are you going? I'm like, well, why aren't you asking any other person where they are going? He said, End love fellowship. Jesus, I said, look at this man. So you're going to fellowship. Started thanking God. That will tell you how far the devil was taking me. Of course, I quickly ran away. Where am I going? What am I saying? I was ashamed of my deliverance. Many people are ashamed. You want to be the tough guy, the tough woman. Hey, when you see them, you're a Christian! I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power. If you don't know what you have, how can it be useful to you? I told the story of my friend. He's still alive. He's fine. Yes, he has many more years to live in Jesus' name. He will come to church one of these days. In fact, I will look for his number. I'll call him. But I won't put him on the stage when he comes, so you know what I'm talking about. Until he volunteers to come. I believe God that he will. He was SU in his secondary school. But he was SU, but he believed in the tradition of the fathers. So from where he came, they taught him well. In quote. We met at work. My good friend. I came to buy my electronics for my home. I was putting my home together. I wasn't married then. I was a young man. And when the sellers there, and they came like some of bees all over us. He said, "Shore, be careful, your money, be careful, your money. These boys will take your money." I said, "Don't worry." He said, He did like this, brought out a purse, brought out a ring. He said, "Can you see?" He was telling me. I said, "What?" He said, "He said, my hand is aching me now." He said, "This is power." He said, they know. He said, "Watch, they'll move back. All of them will move back now." He's like, he's very tall, almost 7 feet. Then he towered over me and he was doing his hand this way. He was confident of his power. And I said, beg, come on, give me a break. He said, what do you know? He was telling me what do you know. I said, what do you know? He said, what do I know? He said, if I hit you with it, I said, you try. But he didn't hit me. Although, again, you see, just like it has always worked for me, God will have just manifested, will have said, why are you different? That's how it's worked for me all my life. Believing that I wrote for me. I was in a seminar somewhere and some lady got up and was asking questions about what happened, why Pastor Bimbo, why this, why Miles Monroe, why that. I said, I don't know. It's one of the things I cannot really explain, but I know that God did a perfect work. So she said, but it's affecting our faith, it's affecting people's faith, whatever. I said, okay, let me ask you this, or let me tell you this. When it happened to me, I would walk through the rooms alone, the children were at school. One of my nephews would come to stay with me occasionally. I would walk through the rooms alone. I said, but I loved my wife. Then I would say things like, what could I have done wrong? Why? What could I have done wrong? Then God would say to me, what have you ever done right to sustain you? Because everything we think in life is performance. Well, it's because I do right, that's why I'm healed. It's because I don't do right, that's why I'm this. You know, hey, it's grace! God has finished his work! And we are better tidying quickly, I understand, and began to understand clearly where we are and what we have, the better for us. My life is dangerous. And I know it. Yeah. The devils try me every day. Oh, they do. But the gate is graced. You have power. Oh, by grace. But why would I have? It is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. It's not my ability to do it. He does what he wants to do, when he has to do. Yeah. I only just see results. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power. It is high time you settled your power source. That was Paul saying. That was Paul's conviction. It is the power of God unto salvation. The power of God unto salvation. What is salvation? Deliverance. Come on, check your Bible. Check it properly. Check other translations. Come on, check your Strong's. It is the power of God unto deliverance, unto healing, unto, come on, unto redemption, unto anything contrary to what God has done. Anything that the devil does to steal, to kill, to destroy. This is the power of, this is the antidote. The gospel. It is the power of God against any lie and onslaught of the devil. So I'm not ashamed. So you can see his deep conviction being articulated there. Why are you talking this way? Can you imagine living here this morning and everywhere any one of us will appear, they will see the power of God. They will respect our Jesus. And you will be glad too. Because of the miracles, and your testimonies will be richer and stronger. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Everyone that believes. Everyone that believes. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be saved. You and your entire household. Believe. Why you believe on what he did on Calvary? What he did for humanity? What he left heaven to come and accomplish for you here? What he did by dying and going to hell and resurrecting, believe! It includes your healing. It includes your deliverance. It includes your upliftment. It includes your boldness. It includes your health. It includes your salvation from sin. Believe. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. How? From faith to faith. How? As it is written, the just shall live by what? Faith. So, quickly, Acts chapter 20, verse 24. I will continue on Sunday. God give me the grace. Why I say that is God on Sunday. We'll all be there in Jesus' name. But what if he says, preach something else? So God give me the grace. Acts 20, 24. But none of these things moved me. Paul was still talking there. Nor do I come myself, my life dear to myself, was talking in Ephesus, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel, come on, of what? So can you talk grace without gospel? Everything that Jesus did is what we present as the gospel. Everything he accomplished for humanity is what we present as the gospel. And see what the Bible, see what Paul calls it. And that's what the Bible calls it. It is the gospel of grace. So I can enjoy everything. Because it is grace. Maybe one more scripture. I'll stop. Galatians 1:6. You see, gospel of the grace of God. Galatians 1:6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ. In what? The grace of Christ. To what? A different... So we can preach a different gospel from the pulpit. If it's not good news, it's a different gospel. You are turning away from the grace of Christ. In other words, you are turning away from the gospel of Christ to a different gospel. So gospel and grace is used interchangeably. And we're in the age of grace. So we can see, grace is not just do what you want, how you want, anyhow. No! Grace is living in the finished work of Christ. That is grace. It is true that grace will not say, yes, you told like yesterday, boom, I agree. In the Old Testament, the problem is probably not you. Grace won't do that. Now, but grace is saying, live in the completed work of, that is grace. It's not a liberty for sin. Come on, Philippians. Shall we now continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. And those are the extremes that people are preaching. So you see that this gospel is the gospel of grace. If we preach this gospel, there will be deliverance, there will be healing, there will be salvation. I'm telling you, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and see people liberated from fear, oppression, and everything. The gospel, its power, is the power of God. Remember that your salvation is by grace. By grace, through... You see what I mean? Look at this one scripture that I stopped. Romans 5, 2. So you can go home and read. You see, you're talking fulfillment. I say, your life is already fulfilled. So step into it. That's what I'm saying. Look at it. Through whom also we have what? Access by what? Into what? You've seen that grace is everything he has done. And what gives you access? Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. Only two of them. That's why I say, therein is his righteousness revealed from faith to faith, that the just shall live by what? And he's talking about the gospel. I'm talking about grace, the finished work of Christ. So faith will not move God. Faith gives you access. You know what moves God? Grace. Not anything you can do. It's everything that he has done. So what do you want from God today? Stand up. Jesus has done it. See. You see, I just don't know. It is done. It is finished. Do you believe? Access. Get in there. Take it. Okay, let me just say this before we pray. I shared the story. It was a robust preaching and was talking about speaking in tongues and interpretation. I felt the fire. Somebody's breakthrough has come. In the name of Jesus, believe has come. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You know what God just told me about that first thing? It's my turn to testify. It's your turn to testify. In the name of Jesus. So he said, he was using this as an analogy. In those days of, you know, cable, what do you call it? Is it not cablegram? You receive, they call it wire. Telegram. If you went to the post office here, duck, the between it somewhere. When we started in the oil industry, we had a part of it that was still like that before the time of internet, actually. You go into the signal room, you have duck, they'll be interpreting it and be writing that. Oh, okay. Somebody will be doing it in America, somebody will be interpreting it, and then they put it in the letter and they send it to you. So they had advertised that they were trying to employ some people. And then people who have some little knowledge of this, just come, you're educated, you must have this qualification, this, and have some knowledge in this. So they're waiting, it's like that, the front of the foyer there. Beautiful table and chairs and teas, people are sitting down there, coming in for the interview. For an interview, please sign your name, sit down. Sign your name, sit down. And there was no music there. What was going on there was duck, duck, duck. The first person came, second person came, almost 10 of them were sitting down. And then this guy was running, was so late. When they came, he said, okay, no, 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 you're still okay. Sign your name. He sat down too with them. And he said, your iPhone interview, they're waiting. But he understood a bit of this thing. Good morning, everybody. That's the interpretation. You are here for interview, you are welcome. If you are here for interview, stand up. You see the black door opposite you, open it and come right in. None of them understood it. The last guy that came understood it. He sat down. He said, he just carried his bag. And he opened the door and he entered. And he got a job. Now listen to me. It is finished. What are you waiting for? The prison doors are opened. By his stripes you were healed. He left his riches in glory. He came right here and became poor. Why? That through his poverty you might become what? Whether you say it is spiritual, that's all right. Or emotional, it's all right. Or physical, it's all right. But rich is rich. Poverty is poverty. At any level. It is finished. Whew, I feel the fire. So what do you desire? Receive in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. So in Jesus' name we pray. So if you are praying, God, please, you missed it. You still don't get it. So how do you expect us to pray? Your word says, by your stripes. So concerning the situation, by your stripes, I am healed. And I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. I'm saying that I'm feeling the fire. You left your riches, your glory, and you came that honor. And you died, resurrected. No, I receive. According to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, I receive. You declare what he has done. Not begging, but thanking him, receiving with thanksgiving. You are the one that said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. So I receive it. The kind of peace that the world can never understand. I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' name, I receive it. In Jesus' name, I receive it. It's sometimes dangerous to hold these women by the pant. Their nails are very long and sharp. And it just pierces you like, ooh. That one is not anointing. That one is pinch. You see, it's here, right now. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it's right now. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And God is no respecter of anybody. You see, wisdom, he said he will give you with so, in excess. He said freely, he will give you. No, he doesn't. He likes you. He loves you. Yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. 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 Hallelujah. The devil is telling you will die. The Bible says the days of your life you will fulfill. So you say, I thank you, God, because I know you have fulfilled my life. In the name of Jesus. He says you will see your children's children. And then you will see them in the name of Jesus. In other words, he has done it, ladies and gentlemen. He has done it. Just some measure of confidence. I like what he said. Hey, was it Brother Law? He said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you for soundness of mind. I thank you for a healthy body. Because by stripes, I am here. But to God, they said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. To declare in line with what has happened in the name of Jesus. And then you see fibroids removed for the pregnancy to take place. Yeah. Because God has concluded the work. He said, do you believe? Have you believed? I mean, have you received since you believe? So when you have to believe. When you believe, you receive. And when you receive, something happens. Something happens. Something happens. In the name of Jesus, something happens. Something happens. When you believe, something happens. When you believe, something happens. Something happens. Something happens. When you believe, something happens. Glory be to God in the highest. I believe. I believe in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth now and begin to declare the word of God concerning your life. Head and not tail. Above and not beneath. Gentle as a dove. Glory be to God in the highest. I am tolerant. Glory be to God in the highest. Makatura bashakata brula bababa. Rikotoromo sende brebekeshanda brababa. Nakatura bodibokosunda brabakasura brababa. No weapon of the enemy formed against me shall prosper. None. In the name of Jesus. Come on, declare the word of God. Declare the word of God. He has finished his work. It is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Hallelujah. No evil will befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. In the name of Jesus. Makatura bashakanda brala bababa. With my eyes I will look and behold and see the work of the wicked. He lost me specially. He says nothing, no one can separate me from the love of Christ. I am loved. Glory be to God in the highest. He fights my battle. I hold my peace. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and declare. He has not given me the spirit of fear. I have power. I have love. I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. Glory be to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.